This is the Unitron rated number one Phil Hendry show. Some other people make other claims, but we are rated number one by Unitron. And so you can take that and stick that in your pipe and smoke it, friend. The Unitron rated number one Phil Hendry show, and we certainly appreciate all of your support. And I'm sorry if we're making a few people pee in their pants, but you know what? We're doing a show over here. You go ahead and run in circles. We got talent over here. What do you got? Other than, do you care? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show here. Now, Ted Bell, by the way, is he hanging on the line? Because I know I wanted to talk to him in the office. The leading German aviation expert has called the Concorde a flying time bomb. Oh, God. And compared taking off in one of the aging supersonic jets to a game of roulette. Ted, I know that you disagree with that. Thanks for being with us. Ted Bell is with the, are you at the office?
I'm over at the restaurant right now, Phil.
Ted is, the owner of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He is also a president of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association and does some independent producing, some executive producing of independent films. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
Okay, did you hear what this guy said, that the Concorde, that he's a German aviation expert, said the Concorde is like a flying time bomb?
Phil, I'm going to tell you, I had two... First of all, no, I do not agree with that. And I'm really not interested in talking about that from this standpoint. The Concorde situation is very difficult in light of the business travel that a lot of us do. If some German doesn't want to get in one, that's fine with me. He doesn't have to get in one. I had two independent films open in Europe last week, one in Prague, in the Czech Republic, and one in Rome. I missed both because Air France is down. I want to go to Paris, as you know, Phil, because we are opening the TED in Paris, and we are very excited about the TED. It's coming to three big restaurants.
Now, for people who don't know what the TED is...
That is a drink. It's a cocktail that I originated. It is rum and Coke with a cherry, and we call it the TED, and the TED's going international. And also because we wanted to bring a couple of our innovations having to do with baked potatoes, wrapping the baked potato in aluminum foil. We are bringing that to Europe, finally, and we were excited about that. I was all set to go. Concorde crashes. All of a sudden, Air France is down. And, you know, I think that respectfully, we, you know, a week has gone by after the crash. I think we can get back up to schedule on this thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's a lot of people in business in this country who don't know what they're going to do. I know that, you know, I've had some discussions with you, Phil.
Well, hold on for a minute. The Air France has grounded their Concorde fleet because they want to check for its safety.
I understand that, but how do they expect... what I don't understand is how they expect me to travel, how they expect a Ted Bell to travel, how do they expect a lot of the other people to travel.
Well, what about the commercial flights?
Okay, I want to just go by this one more time. I do business a certain way. I don't do TWA, all right?
I understand that, but why can't you in the time being fly? Are you telling me that every flight you take to Europe is on the Concorde?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't understand.
Well, so every flight you take on the Concorde?
Yeah, every time I go over to Europe, it's on the Concorde. I go to New York via commercial, and then I take the Concorde. I thought your producer told you.
No, I didn't know that. So, in other words, you only fly to Europe...
Phil, I'm Ted Bell. I've got a restaurant. I have so many different things going on. Ted Bell doesn't do commercial airliners, regular commercial airliners to Europe. I just don't do that. Ted Bell flies the Concorde. Now, many of us in the film and the restaurant, the automobile business, the upper echelons of the business world, business has come to a standstill. I'm not making meetings. I am telling you, Phil, that there are...
And some of the stuff you need to do is you're introducing the TED to a few restaurants in Paris.
That is correct.
And you also want to introduce them to wrapping baked potatoes in aluminum foil, which is, you claim is your innovation?
I don't make the claim that it is my innovation. We've been using it in restaurants across America. I started doing it at TED's of Beverly Hills, then everybody started wrapping their baked potatoes in tin foil. And now I want to bring that to Paris. We want to bring a touch of America to Paris, and it just would be exciting. But what we've had to do is push this back by a few weeks. I don't know what's going on.
And so you're telling me that you cannot introduce the TED cocktail or baked potatoes wrapped in tin foil in Europe because the Concorde isn't flying.
I'm telling you that, and I'm getting from you like you don't understand. What don't you understand?
The fact that you will not fly on...
So I don't do that. I don't do that. Are you telling me I'm going to fly on a regular jet?
Well, you're flying a regular jet from L.A. to New York. Why don't you fly a regular...
I don't... When I enter Europe, Phil, first of all, I'm Ted Bell. I have Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted, I know who you are, okay? And I know that you're very, very successful. Oh, hold on for a minute. I got a technical problem here. It's the second time I've lost my headphone. I know that you're a very successful businessman.
What, Phil, I do business a certain way because I've got to get there fast, all right? I can't wait around for a 9-hour flight. I can't wait around for a 7-hour flight. I'm not going to sit in LaGuardia or sit at JFK. I got to get there. I go, I stick and move. You remember Muhammad Ali, the great fighter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, they used to talk about Muhammad sticking and moving, stick and move. That's what I do in business. I stick and move. I get in, I get out. I go over to Paris. Here's a baked potato. Here's some foil. Go ahead, throw it in an oven. Here's the Ted. Get out of here. I get on a plane. I'm gone. I don't fool around. And because I do not have the Air France Concorde option, business has slowed down for Ted Bell as it has slowed down for a lot of things, okay? Let me explain it one more time so you got it, okay, Phil?
Yes, I'm hearing
it. Let me just explain it. Ted Bell does the Concorde. And I don't sit in any airplane for 9 or 10 hours. The Concorde is there for us who have made our way in business, and we don't do TWA. I don't do that, okay?
Well, I mean...
Phil, what I'd like you to do, and the reason I did... Did you talk to Mike?
I talked to Mike before we went on the air.
Because I thought it would be an interesting thing to do for your listeners, those people who don't know what it's like to fly in a Concorde. And probably never will. They can live vicariously through me a little bit. And
okay.
Because I want you to give me a hand. I need to get some pressure to bear here.
Okay, what it is, folks, it's an unusual request from Ted, Mr. Bell, to... Hold on for just a second. To place a phone call. You want me to place a phone call, Ted, to Air France, is that right?
Yeah, well, I want you to use whatever power the media has, and in our society... I think we have seen, especially with the Republican convention, the power the media has. See, I don't do regular 7-hour flights. I do the Concorde.
You want me to call Air France?
I want you just to bring a little pressure to bear, because I'm not going to do the... Ted Bell doesn't do 7 hours out of New York. Ted Bell does the Concorde. And the reason why Ted Bell's got to do 3 hours, I got to get into Paris, drop off baked potatoes and tin foil and a supply of Ted Drake mix, and then get out. And
now, wait a minute. Are you flying? You're going to fly into Paris with Ted's drink mix? I thought a Ted is rum and Coke.
That's right. But, you know, what we do is we just give a drink mix. It's got a little bit of sugar in it. But
you need to use rum and Coke.
That's right. So,
all right, hold on for a minute. Is this the number, Mike? Would you call it? Mike Schaefer, my producer, has an Air France number. Now, I will tell you that I'm not going to put whoever I talk to on Air France on the air because that is, I have to get their consent, and I'm not going to...
Just tell them, Phil, that I'm Ted Bell. And
all right, hold on for a minute because it's ringing. Hi, is this Air France? Is this reservations, please? Reservations, yeah, I'm sorry. This is... voicemail or whatever it is, Mike? Yes, hello? No. I had a question about your Concorde service to Paris out of New York.
Tell them that I need it on the 14th.
Wait a minute. What? Do you have Concorde service?
Tell them I need it on the 14th.
I can hear you, Ted. Hold on. You have Concorde service on the 14th? August 14th. Do you have Concorde? That's not confirmed yet?
Tell them that I've got business, okay?
I'm Ted, hold on. Yeah? I have a friend who has important business in Paris for the week of the 14th. He is a restaurateur and...
Just tell him who I am.
Well, hold on. Not a chance?
Tell him what I invented.
He invented the Ted cocktail. I know that doesn't mean anything to you. Do you have any Concorde service to Paris on the 14th? No? I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much.
What happened?
No, the fleet is grounded, and they can't guarantee that they're going to have. They'll announce when you.
Phil, call them back and tell them who I am. You didn't say who I was. Okay, I'm Ted Bell, and I need for.
Okay, call them back.
Phil, what I'm trying to do is give your audience a glimpse into supersonic air travel. What it would be like to be Ted Bell, flying to Paris, and introducing the Parisians to baked potatoes wrapped in tinfoil, and a Ted. And
yeah, what a great... I'm going to fly all the way to Paris, man, and have a rum and Coke and a baked potato.
Come on, Phil. You know exactly what I'm...
Hold on a minute. We got to hear Francis here.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hold on. Could I have reservations?
And we put the maraschino cherry...
in the tent, I know. Hi, is this reservation Air France? Hi. May I ask you a question, mademoiselle? Parlez-vous English? Okay, could I have somebody speaks English, please?
Where are you calling, Paris?
No, this is like Los Angeles. Hi, Air France, hi. Could I ask you a question? Do you have Concorde service to Paris out of New York on the 14th?
Tell them who I am.
Oh, yes, I am. You do not. Ma'am, I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine, Ted Bell. Yeah, he owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Uh-huh. He needs to get to Paris.
Tell him what it's for.
He's introducing baked potatoes wrapped in tinfoil to France, and he's also introducing the Ted. Ted Bell. B-E-L-L.
Tell him why I'm over there.
I told her it's to introduce the Ted and baked potatoes. It doesn't ring a bell?
I beg your pardon.
Hold on. She says it doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry to bother you. Okay, thank you. They don't care. They've never heard of you, and...
Okay, you know something that really tightens my jaws? You know something? I'm really angry.
Ted, you can't expect every reservation agent to know...
It really, really makes me angry when I spend the kind of money that I do. Ted Bell flies Air France, and for them not to recognize who I am... You know something? No wonder they crashed.
Okay, now that's way out of line.
No, it's not way out of line. No wonder they crashed. They're too busy not knowing who Ted Bell is to pay attention to putting fuel or whatever. I don't know what happened, but if they didn't know who I am...
That's why they crashed, because they don't know Ted Bell.
No, it's an indication of the kind of service.
I got to take a break, okay?
Well, I really tightened my jaws.
I have to take a break. Hold on, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Thanks for getting those numbers for me, Mike. He is upset because they're not the Concorde. The Air France Concordes are grounded until they know what's going on. Ted's got to get over to two things he's doing in Paris. He's introducing the Ted, which is a rum and Coke cocktail. And apparently they don't cook baked potatoes in Paris yet. They don't know anything about wrapping tinfoil around baked potatoes. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know why he can't just fly in a regular carrier. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with restaurateur Ted Bell, who wants the Concorde up and running. You only fly to Europe on the Concorde.
Yes. I don't know why that's such a difficult thing.
Well, it's because you say you want the Concorde up and running. You'll only fly to Europe on the Concorde.
I got to get in and out of there, Phil. It's a 3-hour flight out of New York to Paris. It's actually about, from New York to Paris, probably more like, 3.5 hours. And I will tell you something. No, I'm not going to do some regular TWA flight. I don't do that. And what I need to do is get in there. I got the Ted.
I know all about the Ted. We have a call, in fact, from Newtown Square. I think, is it Newtown Square, ma'am?
Yes.
Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Have you been drinking rum and Coke?
You got that right. Well, I have since I'm 21, but my parents have been drinking rum and Coke for years.
I invented the rum and Coke.
You did not.
Ma'am, it's called the Ted.
I don't give a hoot if it's called the Elizabeth. It's still a rum and Coke.
Yeah, it's a rum and Coke called the Ted.
But you didn't invent it.
Well, I'm introducing it to Paris
this
month, and the Concorde is grounded. God, you know something? I can't believe that these...
You've been drinking the rum and Coke you're 21, so since, say, you're about 8?
Yeah,
no,
how long, have you been...
If you would be gracious enough to listen, I said, my parents are hysterical. They've been drinking rum and Cokes.
Your parents been to California, dear?
Of course.
Okay, so the chances are that they had a Ted. They had a Ted in my restaurant.
No, they didn't, my dear. They never had a Ted in California.
Well, they had a Ted. If they've been to California... Oh, I see. They've never had a rum and Coke in California.
No,
all right.
Okay, thanks for your call. Here is Woodland Hills, California on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
If they never had a Ted.
Ted, you're an elitist. I've never heard of Ted Bell. I live in Los
Ted's
Angeles.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
And
everybody
you are
knows
a bore.
It. No, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
And you're a bore.
Yeah, well, you're a bore if you've never been to my restaurant. Okay? And I'm sorry if you can't afford to fly the Concorde.
That is of Beverly Hills, which is in Beverly Hills, and you're on your way over to fly the Concorde.
No, I'm not going to fly the Concorde now because of the fact that those people have decided that they've grounded the jet. And it,
well, we tried to call. They never heard of you, all right? They have never heard of your restaurant, and they've never heard of your drink, and they've never heard of you. So what do you want me to do?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, Phil. That's why Air France is probably never going to fly the Concorde again, and they're probably going to have more crashes, and they're going to...
More crashes, because they don't know... You already went down this road with me. More crashes, huh? Because they don't know who you are, and...
Well, the fact of the matter is, some of us only fly the Concorde.
How much is it to fly the Concorde? What is it, like 10 Gs?
Yeah, what's that? So?
So?
Yeah. Is that bothering you? It's like that last broader just called. She doesn't know from a Concorde. She doesn't know from a good restaurant. She's up in Woodland Hills, all right? She's riding her horse. You know, she's out there in the horse trail. You guys don't know what good living is. Good living, Phil, is a Ted, a good steak, and a
baked potato wrapped in tinfoil, I know, which you are introducing to the people of Paris, France. All right, well, I will tell you this much, Ted. As far as the Concorde, I can't get Air France to put that thing up on August the 14th. You're going to have to fend for yourself, okay? And
well, I don't think you tried hard enough.
Well, you heard me. I was on the phone with them. Those guys don't care about you, and they don't care about your needs.
Well, you know something, Phil? I find it very disappointing.
You may find it very disappointing, but the fact is they don't care about your needs.
You're going to be hearing from me. And it-
Great. You call me up and let me know that you, I tell you what, I'm going to come over to your restaurant tonight, Ted, before you leave for Europe on whatever magic carpet you're able to rent, and I'll have myself a Ted. It's the Phil Hendry Show. All right, here's Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. First
yes,
of
ma'am.
All, you have no medical knowledge. There are thousands and millions of celibates in the world that are doing quite well.
They're backed up.
And at 80 years, am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay.
Rudy, I would appreciate if you let the lady finish.
I'm trying to say that these men are
so
backed.
Oh, I'm so angry at him.
What?
I think he's so outrageously ignorant.
No, ma'am, I am trying to save the life of a beloved man.
Oh, why don't you go save your own life and learn some medical knowledge
well,
before
all,
you start talking
doctor?
The way you are? You
You're
know
not
absolutely
doctor.
Nothing.
You are not a doctor.
Hmm?
You're not the doctor. You
I'm
cannot
an
tell
RN,
me
and I've been a geriatric nurse for 30 years, and I know.
So, you have been in
and
the
and I was in the convent 21
night.
Years in celibate before I got married.
No wonder you are like you are.
Yeah.
You are pruned up and you,
you
are dried up.
You have problems with that I'm like I am. I
You're
have
all
two
angry.
Wonderful kids.
You're angry.
A grandchild. I'm very angry at you.
You're filled with anger.
I'm angry at you.
I am saying to you, as a registered nurse, I'm sure you know what Astroglide is.
Yeah, but listen, I'm
you know
going
what
to
Astroglide
tell you,
is, right?
You need to get your act together, and I don't want to talk any further with you.
My
I think
act
you ought
together.
To get off the air.
Training, import,
you,
export
the,
business.
People don't even need to hear
the
any more
is
of your nonsense.
Up.
You know, you're saying that the Pope is backed up, and this lady said there is no medical basis in that, okay?
Yes.
The fact that you can be celibate for... How long were you celibate, ma'am?
May 20. I entered the convent at 16 and left at 36.
And you left why?
Because
you were back. Oh, listen to the language of this woman.
Yeah.
You were in the
just
convent.
What it is.
But you were in the convent for 21
years. Oh, but
years.
You're so holy, you go to Mass every other day.
I go to Mass every day.
You talk to a priest about this.
I take communion. I am saying that you were in the convent for 21 years, and you got out. And why? Because your pipes need cleaning.
No,
you
ma'am.
You went out. You found
that is
first-
not why I left. I left. I gave enough years to the church. And I left for other reasons,
you
not
can go to
for
hell.
That.
You can go to hell for leaving the convent. You know that, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, you're full of it.
No,
honest,
you can.
God.
You can go to hell because
yeah,
you lied to God.
Yeah, you're God's father. Don't forget that,
you got
sir.
Divorced from Jesus. Jesus
I'm not going to go to hell. I've done more good outside the
Jesus's
convent than
bride.
I did in the convent.
You were the bride of Jesus and you divorced him.
I took care of my patients.
You're going
love.
To go to hell.
Echo Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
My name is Angela, and I'm just I'm so completely horrified by this woman who, in you know, instead of being interested, I mean, Bobby, darling, you need mental health.
Why? Because I love my children. Because
instead
I love my children.
Instead of trying to make your children into a miniature has-been group, you don't even know what it is that they're good at. You're worried about them embarrassing you in Gelson's of all the places. Ma'am, the most important thing for you to be doing for them.
I don't understand.
Listen to this lady. She's making some good points. Go ahead, ma'am.
The most important thing for you to be doing for them is to not be sitting them in front of a PlayStation, encouraging them to read, encouraging them to write, encouraging whatever athletic abilities they have. If they had a weight problem, get them in a pool.
Well, they don't have the weight problem anymore, thanks to Herbalife.
Get them playing baseball, soccer, athletic activity.
Well, the boys
to raise their metabolism so that they can lose weight naturally. Encourage them to be the best, most productive citizens that they can be. Instead,
I want
of
my boys to be in business. Okay, I don't want them to be athletes.
Children
like
through
so
college.
Many inner city children.
What?
You heard me?
No, I didn't.
What did you say? I heard something about inner-city children.
I didn't do anything. What?
You said something about inner-city children. What was it?
I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is...
She is ashamed to repeat it, Phil.
Black people.
What?
She is ashamed to repeat
it. No, I didn't say... I'm saying...
I heard inner-city children and black people. Now, what did you say?
I was simply saying that when I looked down at Seth when he was born and he looked like a little ball, he was a fat little ball of flesh, and it took every ounce of strength in me not to push a hand towel into his mouth.
What?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Are you serious? You need to be locked away from your children. My God, how could you say something like that?
I love my children. How dare you?
And well, wait a minute.
How
dare you say that?
Wait a second. You're the one that said you wanted to put a hand towel in his mouth.
He was a little ball of flesh. He was
so
a little ball.
He's a baby.
He was a ball
he
of
that
fat.
Flesh.
He was a ball
if,
of fat.
If, okay, look, if
he was
in
a butterball.
You claim to be a Christian,
don't
you believe that if God meant for him to be born some kind of a skinny worm-looking thing, he would have looked like that?
You know something? I was in such
babies
pain.
Are born like that. God gives them a reserve
pain.
Of fat for a reason.
What is your name? What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Angela, I'm Bobby. I was in such pain when I looked down at Seth.
Bobby, honey.
I wanted to pinch his nose off and shove a towel down his throat.
Just like
oh,
I
God.
Said before.
He
Bobby,
was a little ball of
you
fat.
Need mental health care.
Why?
You need to
I'm
see
so
a
happy now. I wanted to put a clothespin on his nose. I really did.
You need to put a clothespin on your own nose.
Oh, that's nice. What would that do?
What'd she say?
She said I should put a clothespin on my own nose.
Who are you to talk that way to my wife?
Wait a minute.
Is
that your husband?
It's my husband.
You can't talk my wife that way.
I most certainly can, and I just did.
Why don't you put a clothespin on your own nose? What's better, two wives?
Because I'm not threatening to kill my three children by putting a pillow over their faces because they were chubby.
I only put clothespins. I was only thinking, whatever. You know, the only time I ever put clothespins on anything were on my husband's nipples, and that's seriously, you know? And to think about doing that to your own child, you worry about yourself. Yes, you do. You're right, Angela. Now she's laughing at me.
Okay, Angela, thank you for your call. Phil Henry flashback there.